Mark 14:21, as it is written. I want to talk to you about some Old Testament scriptures that are written about and point to Jesus. In the book of Mark chapter 14, we see the hours and the events leading up to Jesus' death on the cross. Let's look at verse 21 together. The Bible says, "The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born." Let's look at that again. "The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him." I want to take you on a short journey and look at some Old Testament scriptures that predict and describe Jesus Christ. Let's first start by looking at Psalm chapter 22, and let's highlight some verses. Look at verse 1. The Bible says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Does that ring a bell? Jesus would go on and say that exact phrase in Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Verse 16 then says, "For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." We obviously see that fulfilled when they hammered the nails through Jesus' hands and his feet to hang him on the cross. In verse 18, the Bible says, "They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." In Mark chapter 15, verse 24, we see that fulfilled when they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Let's look at some more Old Testament parallels. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 43 through 51, we see Passover regulations given to the people. Jesus was a picture of the Passover lamb. In verse 46, the Bible says, "In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break any of its bones." In John chapter 19, verse 33, the Bible says that they did not break Jesus' legs because he was already dead. You can also look at Numbers chapter 9, verse 12, and Psalm chapter 34, verse 20, on your own. In Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 through 14, we see the mourning for the one they pierced. Let's look at verse 10 together. The Bible says, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn." In John chapter 19, verse 34, we see one of the soldiers piercing Jesus' side with a spear. In Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13 through 15, and all of chapter 53, Isaiah writes about the sin-bearing servant, or the Messiah who would come. It directly points to Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, Jesus quotes Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, talking about himself. Why do I take the time to point all of this out? Because the evidence that Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God, is overwhelming. Jesus was predicted years in advance, before he was even born on the earth. When you look at Bible prophecy, it only validates the truth of the Bible. There are way too many Bible prophecies that point to and validate the deity of Jesus Christ. Lord, may our eyes be opened to see you. Will you please join me in prayer and repeat after me in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, thank you for your Bible prophecy. Thank you for the scriptures that talk about you thousands of years in advance. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. Be Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.